going to item 11. Third question has been received. All the councillors against all to ask the question of Councillor Schwartz.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. To the leader of the council. When are you going to appoint councillors who are not members of your own party group as non-executive members of the cabinet?
I will not be. I've spoken twice to the cabinet about the position on this. I believe that when a party has a majority of councillors, that party and that party alone should make up cabinet. This is because Harrow residents have said collectively they want Labour to run the council. That is why we've got 34 councillors. I believe the cabinet should be cross-party if there's not a majority of any one party. In that scenario, Harrow residents have said effectively that they don't think any one party should run the council, and therefore in that scenario I think it's right to be cross-party.
Do you wish to ask supplementary questions?
I do have a supplementary, Madam Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Shaw. I do understand the arithmetic of the election process. You are right. You do have a working majority, and after all is said and done, you can do exactly as you wish. That is your privilege. That's what democracy is about. I don't have an argument with that. However, please explain in light of comments at last week's cabinet that consultation is at the heart of everything we do, why you think the government of Harrow is better served by your group's continued exclusion of opposition councillors, and do you share my view that if you were to show courage and some magnanimity by appointing first the opposition leader and other councillors who are not Labour, the decisions you take, even if they're not agreed with, would at least have more credibility and we would give them a close examination they surely deserve and contribute to less hostility in this place and in the Cabinet Office. Thank you.
I'm always looking for less hostility in this place. That's always good. I mean, what I think is you're absolutely right. Consultation is at the heart of what we do. I don't think the best way of consultation is having a cabinet. You know, if you were saying to me, do one thing extra to have more consultation, having additional people around the cabinet table is not it. There are lots of great ways. If you've got some ideas, happy to meet with you to talk about those. I think we should be talking to the community out there and not about talking to other people around this table. Councillors have enough time to talk to each other.
Madam Mayor, point of information on something the Leader said. He said that the people voted for Labour. If you actually take the percentage figures, more Conservatives voted than Labour. It just happened. Can I finish? Yes, you're rude. It shows the rude. What I'm actually saying, let me finish, is the way democracy is made up, you get the votes. I accept that fact. All I'm correcting is he's giving misinformation.
I call on Councillor Susan Hall to ask the question to all Councillor Swirsky.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor Swirsky. I do work at how to set your rates as Councillor Swirsky each year.
Thank you very much, Councillor Hall, for your question. I think obviously council tax, the decision on council tax is made as part of the overall budget setting process. It's important to remember the context in which we're operating, the context in which we've got £83 million of cuts to make over our 4 years, a gap that's only going to grow, and we know what the pressures are like at the moment. We're forecasting pressures this year of £8 million, next year growth of £11 million put into our budget, and of course the revenue support grant has been falling rapidly and not helping us in that respect. It's absolutely, vital to keep council tax as low as possible, but in the context of needing to fund after the essential services like children's social care, children's care, and homelessness. And therefore, of course, you'll have seen the proposal in this budget to raise council tax by 1.99%. We've also been given, as you all know, the additional flexibility to raise by an additional 2% to fund adult social care. The government has many times made the point that that flexibility is an essential part of their strategy for how social care needs to be funded. And so we have taken the opportunity, which they effectively recommended us to do, to fund social care by using that precept as well.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. I will finish with that. Naturally, we froze council tax when we came. That's what we did. However, in your manifesto, I know you loathe me mentioning this, but it was what you were elected on. It states, and I quote, "A Harrow Labour Council will promise not to increase council tax above inflation." In February of this year, when council tax rates were set, rates were increased by almost 2%. But the last time inflation was that high was January 2014. So is this yet another broken promise or further proof of actual lack of financial understanding on your behalf?
Yeah.
Well, we know that inflation is rising at the moment, and we'll obviously see that by the end of the administration. We'll see where we end up on that. But I think it is important that the party opposite realises that you can't have everything. And when they oppose every single cut in a reckless manner that we have to make as an administration and then tell us that we have to freeze council tax, I'll take some of the words of the opposition with a pinch of salt. Now, I'm enjoying the fact that in your next question, we talk about the just about managing, because I think Councillor McCallum is a few months behind in the party messaging, because that's not a message that the party seems to use anymore. But let me tell you what the just about managing people who are just about managing need. They need affordable housing, something we're proposing with our regeneration programme. They need decent healthcare, something that the NHS is not getting. And of course, they need decent social care. And we know that social care is an absolute crisis. So yes, we are using our powers around council tax to fund essential services. We've made those choices in order to protect services that actually people rely on and depend on.
It's not to be on first name terms here. Councillor Shaw, will your administration? Councillor Shaw, will your administration freeze council tax for 2017-18, or will you raise it yet again, making life even more difficult for those in our community who are just about managing?
Thank you, Barry. As you know, this council is facing £83 million of cuts imposed on us by your government. Despite all of this, we are building the Harrow and making Harrow better, and we continue to invest in services for the most vulnerable. I think it's a real shame that you choose to be negative all the time. Harrow has some real choices ahead of it. You can choose to be part of that decision, or you can choose to shout from the sidelines. I know that some of your backbenchers are not even happy with the course of action. I've spoken to them at length about it. In what you are doing, you are doing a disservice to yourself, to your group, and to the people that voted for you. As was announced yesterday, council tax will increase by 1.99%, plus the adult social key precept of 2%.
Absolutely, Madam Mayor. At a PNF meeting last year, Councillor Shaw, when you were the finance spokesman for your group, and before your elevation as interim leader of the council, you pointed out that, well, you responded when we asked you about the savings that have been in the budget and been missed repeatedly. You said that you were relaxed about such things as the £600,000 route optimisation saving into the environment, which only netted £22,000, so near 1/30th of the overall amount planned. Your budget at the moment shows the impact, or some of the impact, for the failure of the outsourcing of the Arts and Heritage Service and so on. You've also got other issues about where you're cutting massive amounts of preventative work.
we should actually maintain for some money now, but in the future we're going to see massive increases on call and demand of our services, on our frontline services of the council. And of course you're slaughtering the voluntary sector of funding, again going to lead to ballooning budgets on our core services in the future. So when we look at this, I think you need to understand that your decisions being taken here are actually going to be hurting the people that we're represented, we're elected to represent, in terms of future demands upon their budget, upon their sort of purses. We're going to be looking at more and more council tax rises as a result of that. Do you not agree that your administration is, and your... Perhaps you might listen rather than just chatting.
I can listen, you're the chairman of the
drone. So much for the non-antagonistic thing that you said just a moment ago. So that, let's take that with a pinch of salt, shall we? But all of your policies are going to end up hurting the very people that you seem to profess to care about. Do you not agree?
If you're really worried about policies that hurt people, why don't you take a look at what your government is doing? We're not going to take, we from this side are not going to take any lectures from a Conservative Party that has done everything it possibly can to hurt some of the most vulnerable people in Harrow and this country. Through its benefit cuts, through its cuts to social care, through its way the assessments on disability, through the sanctions programme, to the introduction of universal credit. At every possible opportunity, your side and your party have been hurting vulnerable people. We're not going to take any lectures from you.
Councillor Sharp, if your ludicrous regeneration borrowing of over £300 million ahead, do you feel you've got a good enough contingency plan if, and I meant say, when the finances is going on?
Of course he doesn't.
Yes.
Short, sharp answer worries me more. Things go wrong all the time in finance. You have got no plans. The cost of borrowing on £300 million will do nothing but damage our services going forward. You don't seem to be taking this seriously. As to mention the government doing things that will hurt the most vulnerable, take a look at your cabinet plans to reduce all that funding from the voluntary sector, which is absolutely shameful. So, consequently, where is plan B when plan A goes wrong? Because it will go wrong. £300 million to borrow will go wrong, Sachin, and every one of us will have to explain to our residents why we can't provide the services that we should be.
Given what you just said, you obviously don't understand the Regen programme, and I'm happy, if you want to find a time to talk to me, I'll explain to you exactly how finance is going to work, because you clearly don't understand it. But actually, I offered you that on Tuesday, and I say to the group, if you really want to be involved as a Tory group, ask your leader and deputy why they threw it back in the face, on my face, when I offered for you lot to be involved. So please, to the Conservative backbenchers, if you do want to be involved, please let me know. I'm happy to organise that. Susan, you are just so unduly negative. We're building a better Harrow. We're doing all these great things. We're building more affordable homes. We're building schools. We're building more homes for Harrow residents to live in. We are building a better Harrow. And you're being absolutely negative. This is a great programme. It is about borrowing and we're investing. The assets we will create out of the regeneration programme is greater than the debt. So we will have an asset that will be worth money and it will raise money for the council. I think it is a great scheme. If you don't stop being negative, Susan, why don't you come on board and talk to us, because I think it is a real positive to all Harrow residents.
Item 13, motions. There are three notified motions. I'm going to limit debate on each motion to 20 minutes. I call on Councillor Tika Murray to move the motion, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move the motion.